Okay. Do we have original music? Oh, and by the way, oh, hold on a second. Let me, give me a minute.
Daughter, she's, I don't know what her problem is. She's running around making all these noises in here. Scratching the rug and pulling on the wires.
I'm glad I did some wire work on my computer system last week. I got all these wires dangling back there. I bought these J channels on Amazon, and now there's no wires dangling. But she was scratching away on something. Hope she didn't go to the bathroom because she's locked in my office here with me. The first song is original? Yeah, because YouTube did it to me again, out of the blue, like a church service we did a month ago. It was one of those scripture songs. And so I told him, remove the song again. You know, I'm not going to have people make money on Sabbath day because someone's watching our videos. It's just not right. And we, you know, I'm not even going to go into it. So the first song is original? All right, so I got to save this before I can flip the mic here. But for those that are just joining us, this is Testimony Sabbath. And so we go a little long on these days. So, you know, like we're usually done by 3:15, 3:30, or no, 2:15, 2:30. We might go to a quarter to three. You know, we go a little long. So a little bit, let me get this. So it's 01:05:19. Yep. And this is the study. Now let's give it a moment. It's going to take all of 30 seconds to save it because it's converting from wave to MP3. And then after it does that, it builds the peaks. But the peaks take 3-5 seconds or something like that. Not much. All right, it's almost done. Okay, now it's building the peaks. There, it's done. So it didn't take long to do the peaks. So let me, I just call them peaks. All right, so let me start a new one. And so I'm not going to, oh, wait, I'm going to, no, I can't record. All right, this is where you come in, Joe. That's right, I'm not going to record anything. I just recorded the study, and Brother Joe's going to be recording the whole testimony service. Otherwise, I'd have to keep turning the mic on and off, on and off, on and off. So, okay, you're already recording. But you did separate it, right, brother? It's been separated from the study hour, all right, because I have them split on the sermon page. Yay, nay, possibly, no, maybe, who knows? Correct. Okay, good. All right, let me drop the mic, and my job is pretty easy now. So I'm going to leave the – oh, no, I have to turn off my mic otherwise in the stream, otherwise it's going to echo. So next thing you'll hear is going to be some music.
My little girl, I'll be playing with kids across the street. The tone of her voice caught my ear. What she said was so precious, her little face all aglow. I could hardly hold back the tears.
Something happened to Daddy. He's not the same anymore. Things are different. We'll all have like never before. Mommy said,
something happened.
Here I
Song. I wonder if my kids sang it when that happened to their daddy. Because, yeah, it was a night and day thing. 34 years ago, this March. But it took me 10 years. It took Fran and I 10 years to unlearn Catholicism. Man. So 10 years after leaving the Catholic Church, we found out the truth about the Sabbath. It was like 24 years ago. Praise his name. Praise his mighty name. And we haven't switched since. This is the longest we've ever been in a church, you know, and eternally, actually, if you think about it. But yeah, before then, for 10 years, we were church hopping like crazy. Even before we left the Catholic Church, we would church hop because it's so boring. It's just, it's a cookie cutter. It's literally churchianity. And you go there, and no matter which church you're in, you know by word, because we all memorized it. You know, the church service, you say, the priest says something, you echo something, you know, and we did that our entire lives. We would go to different churches to see the, you know, different types of statues and paintings and architecture. Just look around because there's nothing else to do. It's just so you knew what he was going to. You could be in your sleep reciting that stuff. It was so boring. And, boy, opening that Bible really makes a difference. So, amen and amen. So, if you can kneel. Let's start the church service in prayer. Now, thanks again, Brother Joe. I know I keep thanking you, but this makes it so much easier when he records it for me. All I got to do is worry about the stream mic on and off and the room mic on and off, and that's it. So please bow your hearts. Heavenly Father, we thank you once again for blessing us like you do each and every day in our lives, and thank you for giving us a time to stand up for Jesus like we used to do many, many years ago when we were in that little tiny church before we found out about the Sabbath. We used to stand up for Jesus after every sermon. Now we do it every month, and it's just amazing to see all the things that you have done just in the last 30 days. And when we get new people that come in here and tell us what he has done, what you have done in their lives and your son has done or even the Holy Spirit has done in the last decades, you know, a few decades. It's just amazing to see your hand moving. So thank you for blessing us with your presence today as you did a moment ago with the changing of the showbread. And please bless us continually as we gather here to praise your name. Thank you so much for blessing us and blessing everyone on our prayer list. And thank you for the trials, too. A lot of people don't seem to realize that those trials are there for a reason, a good reason. And so thank you for giving us the smiles during the trials. And bless everyone here in attendance. And we offer this prayer and these praises unto you in the name of your precious Son, our Lord, our Savior, and our King, Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen and amen and amen. Okay, I think we got about the same amount of people we had in the stream earlier over there. We're only in the mid-50s. I don't know. The testimony service seems to be... The testimony of communion is usually low. But that's okay. That's okay. But I'm going to repeat something I shared earlier in regards to, you know, what we're going to be doing here in the stream from now on. Let me just put it this way. Please don't look at the stream as an idea for you to come and start chatting during a church service. My name is Nicholas, by the way, for those that can. A beautiful name. I got that first. The last name is Hendry. Thank you. My name is Nicholas. And please don't go into Seventh-day Adventist church services to disrupt them, especially during your own church service. You know, there's a time and place to do this work. And on Sabbath day, we are to be with like-minded brethren, sharing the truth, growing in Christ, having the showbread changed and being blessed. And so the SDR people must not cultivate persecution upon them. We can't do that. SDR, I said, that's who we are. We're Seventh-day Remnant. Revelation 12:17. We should just put that on the banner. If you do this, you generate hatred for the message that we proclaim. If you go into a church service of SDAs, it's those hateful SDRs. Because they're going to look at the truth that we have as hateful. It's better with the one-on-one thing. You know, and then go when their church is over and like they're having fellowship. You know, it's only going to anger them. You know, it's just going to anger them. And so please, we must not do these things. And if it is discovered from this day, some still do this, which I doubt. It's just going to be the trolls that come in, you know, normally that you're going to get on a stream. Here they can't do nothing in the chat room. That's why the Lord bless us with our own chat server. And so, but yeah, there's a time and place to evangelize and declare present truth. It must be done with as much love and gentleness as we can muster. But on Sabbath day, we must not forsake the gathering, for the Lord is with us as we study and we worship. On Sabbath, we are to be in the church to learn and receive of His word. If you step out of the church service to do that which is against His will and forsake the gathering, then you walk away from the place He is presently in, and you're going to suffer for it. And so, please, 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 I would try and hug you. If I could, I'd grab hold of you. If anybody's doing it, I don't think anybody's doing it anymore, praise God. But I got to repeat this because of, what has been happening. And so, after church, we can and should reach out to people online. We can join them in the chat rooms and even in some streams where they're fellowshipping. Don't disrupt their church services. Please don't do that. That's only going to bring more persecution upon us. You might lose your YouTube account. They might shut our stream down. And, you know, and I doubt that they'd shut the stream down. But still, Jesus and the apostles called people out of the synagogues to preach and teach unto them. We got to do the same. And so, hopefully, that's the last I'll ever have to say it. And usually that's the way it is with this church family. It's just amazing how, when truth is presented, we grab hold on tight, white knuckle grip. So, praise His name. All right, so I got a few praises here. First of all, I wanted to praise the Lord. I didn't realize this, you know, I've got hundreds of sermons I've never finished. And just a thought for a sermon, stuff like that. And so, I'm thinking I'm going to preach this coming Sabbath, right? Because it's between me and Craig, and so I figured he's got something we all need to hear. The Lord gave him something. Him and I were talking about this the other day. It's going to be powerful, and I want to give him as much time as he needs to cross the T's and dot the I's on this one, because it has to do with the wheat and the tares, where the SDAs always keep using that. They keep using wheat and the tares. Stay with the church. Stay with the church. Wheat and the tares grow together. They don't even know what they're saying. When they tell you to stay with the wheat and the tares, they're telling you to stay in apostasy. It's really scary when you find this out. And, you know, the Lord's, He's going to turn this, He's going to bless this. That way we're going to have some place to point them to. Not only would I, it'd be nice, Craig, if you could do this, because I do this on occasion with some of my sermons. We'll have a recording of the sermon, obviously, because he's still got lousy internet, so we'll get an MP3 on it. And it'll be on my sermon page on Remnant of God. And then it would be great if we had it in printed format, too. Have it as a page on SDEapostasy.org or SDRministries.org or SDRchurch.org. You know, I don't think – I don't cover a lot of SDA stuff on remnantofgod.org because, you know, that's for everybody. But maybe I might put it there, too. But I wanted to praise the Lord for – what happened this morning, because as I was going through my sermons and stuff that, you know, I've never finished, I came across, let's see, 7 of them that are like 80% done, 75% done, right? I figured, okay, well, maybe I'll go with one of these. And I was kind of leaning towards the one I titled Ephesians 5:11. And I might still do that soon because a lot of people get up in my face and say, oh, stop, you know, the Korah thing, you know. Quit telling us the bad things we're doing. Tell us the good things, you know, the smooth things, you know, like we already know about. But no, he gave me something a while ago in regards to the loud cry and how if you just look at look back and see, and I'm going to try to figure out a way to put this in sermon format, but I'm going to dig into some of the patriarchs and prophets of old and see, and we can see how they more or less did their version of the loud cry. And look what happened. Take Jeremiah, for example, where they got all up in his face for trying to tell them they're in danger. What you're doing is sinful. Stop it. Or look at Korah with Moses. You know, Korah come up and he says, stop telling us bad things, right? And look what happened to him. I mean, well, look what happened to Jerusalem, too, when they ignored Jeremiah and Ezekiel. So, anyway, I wanted to praise the Lord for that, that he, while I was thinking about that this morning and I was reading in Spirit of Prophecy, because I found a new app that I could actually read, even though it's still compilations and it's all kind of tore up. I can at least bookmark stuff. And please keep that in your prayers, too, because of vbates.com. Pray that somehow, some way, they make the decision to put all that stuff in digital format. Oh, that would make our work so much easier. But because using White Estate and all this other stuff, it's just that there's just too much stuff missing to be effective. And so I wanted to praise the Lord that he gave me that sermon this morning the way it was and the timing of it all and how it's going to coincide with what Craig's doing and stuff. And I'm not going to mention anything he's saying in there, but I'm not going to steal his thunder, even though it's our thunder. It's the Lord's thunder. But I have another praise here. I don't know if Brother Warren is going to mention this in his praise, which is one of them I got. Let me check my email, too. Oh, thanks. I just realized that young person sent me a praise, and so I had to go. When someone else is talking, I'm going to grab my cell phone and then forward your email to myself. You know, 'cause I think she emailed me. I think it's a woman. I can't remember. I got an email from Brother Warren, I don't know, a couple, 3 weeks ago. And he told me, I'm just going to read the emails, one sentence. Sabbath blessings, bro. No, this is last Sabbath, actually. Last Sabbath Eve. So it's last Friday night. He goes, Sabbath blessings, bro. If you have any SDAs here requesting a church, send them our way. We have another home church established. But this one's in Hawaii. So, and please don't crowd the guy. It's not, you know, could you imagine everybody just moving out of their homes to go and be in Warren's? You know, what is that, like a 16-hour flight? So, but boy, that would be a neat place, everybody from the U.S. to go out there. Everyone in Hawaii, let's go. So I wanted to praise the Lord for that because I just, Fran will attest this, I was smiling ear to ear praising the Lord for a good 5 minutes. And so that is, neat. And I'm still praying that we somehow get a building for the sick, to help or just to teach, or both, actually. Praying for that and a campground, we need a campground, so keep praying for that. Actually, the campground could do all three. You can have the campground for the meetings, the place for teaching the young people, like a little school of the prophets, if you will, and then a sanitarium to help people get healed, because part of getting healed is kick back, relax, come on out here and forget about the 9-to-5 for a while. Quit your job if you have to, or go on a leave of absence or whatever. So keep praying and praying and praying about that. We need that. The Lord's people and the people that are coming into the truth would benefit greatly. So just pray about it. Anyway, okay, this first praise I get from one of the brethren here is from Brother Warren. And he says, this is updates on the health message here in the islands. Okay, again, he's in Hawaii, for those of you that don't know. And he says, Sabbath blessings from Brother Alvin, Sister Jania, Alvi, and Uncle Wawan. I guess that's how they call him, Wawan, the people we are trying to help this month are those that are aged. And some have the signs of Alzheimer's, dementia. We started treatments on of nanosilver, which, by the way, became illegal in Europe because it's cutting into the profits of the medical industry, because nanosilver heals all sorts of stuff, and the AMA can't stand it. That's why the Oprah got out there and started saying, oh, you're going to turn blue, you're going to, no, a bunch of lies. Anyway, so he says, we started treatments of nanosilver and natural meds specific for their diseases on a 90-year-old man and a 91-year-old woman. And so don't give up. That's a good point. You know, when they're that old, this is, oh, well, that's how they're going to die. That's just, no, you can live to be over 100. Why cut it short? It doesn't matter how old you are. So we are also treating aneurysms with one woman cured totally with sight returning in her left eye. Praise God. We are now treating a second woman with the same. We are treating a 71-year-old man that has cancer so bad that the doctor gave up. We started the treatments 3 weeks ago. One man we are treating for diabetes said his ALC, whatever that is, or AI or A1C was close to 14. After starting the nanosilver, it dropped to 7.3. After 2 weeks only. Wow. He was so happy, he said he would buy all the silver we needed. Please pray for all these we are trying to help. There are many ongoing treatments, and so amen. Amen and amen. Going on, he says, we are thankful for the good health and protection. We are also thankful for all the blessings and providential workings on the past year, as well as for this new year, wherein he is giving us additional time to prepare for his soon return. We are very thankful also for God is helping us share our faith to our family and friends who are not in the truth yet, so they can also prepare. Thankful also for giving us favorable countenance in our work so that we can perform our duty where God is glorified. Lastly, very thankful for the salvation of our family. He called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. Praise be the Lord. Amen. Amen and amen. And, praise the Lord. Sister Janet just, she says, I praise the Lord for protecting my husband and I yesterday from a $500 scam. Thank you, Father God. Amen. And they're all over the place now, like crazy. Even on your cell phone, messing with an app that, like, say you're playing a game and all of a sudden an advert comes up. And it says, please grant me permission, or please grant, like, you know, everybody says, yeah, you can have all the permissions you want when you download apps on Android, right? But you didn't download anything. It was an advert or an advertisement, for those who don't know what I'm saying. And it was just a way to you get everything they can out of your. I'm glad I don't rely on my cell phone. Oh, it was a PG&E scam. Yeah, so they're out there. Yeah, look it up. Just look up on online, Start Page It. Or Start Page is like Google. It's just startpage.com. So, yeah, a PG&E scam. Okay, so let me get one more here. Well, I got a bunch more, actually. Before anybody puts their hands up, let me get a couple of these done here. Brother Yaswamp has six of them. But each one's about a sentence, a little more than a sentence, and so it's not that long. Sabbath blessings, dear Pastor Nicholas. I am Yaswant from India. Please share my praises. Sabbath blessings to all my dear brothers and sisters in Christ. And we might be looking, Brother Yaswant, can you email me when you get a chance? I'm getting an awful lot of information or emails and requests from people in India that are asking us to pray for them, asking us to send them literature and stuff like that. I don't know. I know what's going on in South Africa and stuff, with the scammers. And so I have my own little way of testing them. But with India, you can't really test it that way because they speak pretty good English. And so if you can just email me and I pick your brain a little bit on some of the stuff that's going on out there. Like, could I send you an email? Like, someone sends me an email from India. And then could I forward it to you and say, hey, could you check this out, make sure it's legit? Because I don't want to – there's got to be some people that are serious, okay? So I don't know. Is he here today? I could have just Oh, he is here, but he does not appear. Okay, thanks, Craig. So Craig has okay, good. Thanks. Yeah, well, tell him we need him to be a go-between because we know him, we trust him, and he's from India, and we know there's a lot of problems out there with people scamming Christians, and the Muslims do it too, by the way. So anyway, number one of six. First of all, I praise the Lord for all his goodness and abundant mercies towards me and how he saved me and delivered me from my stinky, sinful life and gave the gift of eternal life. Amen. Number two, I also praise Jesus so much that how he kept me away from my many sicknesses this year and blessed me with full health, even though I had a lot of work at my workplace, like I spent almost 9 to 12 hours a day at the workplace. I really thank our Father in heaven how he led me to be here, and how he was with me and took care of me even in each and every difficult situation of my life. So amen. And then number three, I also praise the Lord for healing my wife Chris from many sicknesses, and even when I was unable to take her to hospital, how he really made my wife to understand my situation and helped her and restored her with the good health. Number four, I still love them. I mean, you still speak perfect English, you know, but I love the vernacular. Let's put it that way. It's really, it's a joy to read sometimes, you know. Anyway, number four, I praise the Lord more and more the way how he helped me to complete the process of our marriage registration with the Embassy of the Philippines without any hindrances or any objections, and especially how helpful the people in the embassy to complete the registration process. So amen. Amen. Number five, I praise the Lord so much how he helped me to answer the questions which the unbelievers put to me, and especially the way how Holy Spirit gave me clearer understanding on the verses which are misunderstood. Amen. Amen. And then finally, number six, he says, I praise the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and how they protect us and take care of all of us and keep us safe from the evil darts of poison from the enemy, which poisons our thoughts, but instead gives us peace and the comfort. Blessed be the name of our Lord God forever and ever, for he is what he is. And I also pray that you all have a blessed and wonderful Sabbath with the Lord of the Sabbath, with his eternal peace reigning in your hearts. Brother Yaswant. Amen. Amen, my brother. Being in India, he's probably snoring at this time. So, yeah, I think he's usually in here on Friday nights, right? Like some of the people from Australia and the Philippines, they come in here on Friday nights because it's their Sabbath morn. And so, all right. Okay, so Joe and Kate, well, did anybody put on? Okay, no. Let me scroll up to the top here and see if anybody's got their hand. Oh, my wife has her hand up, so let me drop the mic.
Sabbath blessings, brothers and sisters. I have three praises to share, two from our sisters and one from me. And the first one I'm going to read you is Sister Elena's praise. And she says, glory to the Lord. Sabbath blessings, precious brothers and sisters. I have quite a few testimonies about goodness and unparalleled love, our precious Lord Jesus Christ, amazing God, Heavenly Father, and a wonderful God, Holy Spirit. And I will try to be as short as possible. And here we go. I praise the Lord for keeping me safe on my way from Los Angeles to Indiana. I have already told you my testimony about how my car started acting up right in the middle of my way, but yet I made the other 1,100 miles safely and worry-free after I prayed to God about a safe trip. Now I want to tell you what really happened and to share with you my joy of knowing how much our awesome God took care of my car that I still have it. The auto mechanic who fixed my car lifted it up on his equipment and showed me that the whole bottom of my car was in oil, and I know that it's supposed to be dry. He showed me that one small panel of the bottom of the vehicle that sits right below the transmission was detached, and all 12 or 14 screws were loose. I lost almost all transmission and engine oils. Mechanic wondered how I even made it here with no oils in the car, saying that I was lucky. I kept insisting that it was God's response of love and care to my prayers. So instead of transmission job that would have cost me over $1,000, and I was told that it would be up to $2,500 in L.A., and didn't have that much money, my bill was as high as $101.17 in total, praise the Lord, which was for oils and other fluids. Moreover, I couldn't sell this vehicle in L.A., and I wanted to give it away free of charge. But the Lord was very gracious to me and spared my car, which, per the words of my mechanic, will now run for a very long time. Glory to all the precious divine persons of Godhead, and especially glory to our Heavenly Father. It was His blessing and His kindness that not only kept me safe, but saved my car. May the praise and the glory to the Lord roll throughout the whole universe, reaching its farthest corners, and every being can proclaim that the Lord is amazing. Number two, I also wanted to highly praise the Lord for incredibly fast improvements with my health. When I first saw the chiropractor about 4 or 5 weeks ago, I was told that my pelvis was curved and was somewhat V-shaped, and that I also had a host of issues with my spine besides that. I knew that I had something wrong with my back because over the period of past several months, I was in pain, and instead of bending down to put or take off my shoes, I had to use the chair, almost like an old grandma. After a few visits and following the doctor's instructions on specific exercises and stretching, and the most important, after prayers to the Lord to help me out, I got so well, and that even the chiropractor didn't insist on my visits again, except that we agreed I would continue doing my exercises and my morning walks together with my precious sister Frances, and then I would see him from time to time, like once every 3 to 4 months. But this is not the only blessing. Yesterday, during Skype conversation with my parents, my mom suddenly said that my face looks so fresh and so healthy, and that she could not notice it. I remember that when I came here and Skyped my parents, my mom said I looked pale and sick, being healed just like that. And all that we have to do, brothers and sisters, is to obediently follow His word and use all available remedies He blessed us with to prove that we trust us and he blesses us with healing, I think she meant. And God's blessing didn't stop there yet. I can see in the mirror that my wrinkles disappeared now. It looks like the Lord covered my forehead with a damp cloth and used a hot iron to remove them. Glory to God, Jesus, who is a healer and a great physician, who has proven again and again that He wants to bestow on us not only blessings of protection and care, but also to heal and bless us with good health. That is a true love from a true living God. No other God blesses like that. May every living creature bless His name and give Him glory for all His love. Let us obey the word of the Lord to become the living witness of His healing power with our blooming health in the midst of all this sickness. And here's number three. Another huge praise is for this church and for an honor and a blessing to find truth. All my life, I sinned like crazy. I even abhor myself and so embarrassed of what I have done that I can't even find the words to thank God, to thank the Lord for His wonderful love and His mercy in accepting me. And this is where I see something strange. I still can't get what my brain and my mouth can produce, dirty thoughts and words, but yet when it comes to find the best and the most eloquent praises for our Lord that He is entitled to, I am unable to find or say any. It's like I have a vacuum, and I truly need your help, precious brothers and sisters. Please shout out praises to the Lord on the top of your lungs to shake not just this world, but the whole universe. I often think that if I didn't find the Lord, His little obedient church, and His precious truth that I immensely enjoy to learn and share with others, something bad would happen to me. I just know that there was no more time left to tempt the Lord Jesus and to tread under my feet his love and his precious blood that he spilled for me on the cross. May the Lord Jesus bless you, my precious brethren and sisters, and give you wisdom and discernment, strength and courage, and remove all the dross to make you ready to present before his heavenly Father. May his name be exalted above everyone and beyond anything. May all the stars and the planets, sun and the moons and other heavenly hosts dance in space, praising our God Creator. Praise the Lord. The fourth one, my next praise can be described better by Psalm 133, verse 1. Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. I praise the Lord for bringing me to my precious brothers and sisters in faith, for opportunities to learn from my sister good recipes and natural remedies, get more knowledge about biblical matters, doctrinal issues, and historic proof that support biblical prophecies, for opportunity to do more work for his ministry, for finally finding a spiritually like-minded family to dwell with, and for all the blessings that I am not aware of. I know the Lord takes care of all of us in more ways than we can ever see or think. All glory goes to the Lord, Heavenly Father, his precious Son, Jesus Christ, and our guide and comforter in these last days, Lord, Holy Spirit. And praise the Lord. And here's number five praise. This praise is for a priceless opportunity to witness to the auto mechanic who fixed my car. He was calling me for 3 consecutive days, asking to come and talk to him, and I did. I praise the Lord that he didn't leave any of his questions unanswered, and even provided him with more information than he'd expected to get. When there were moments that I already felt overwhelmed and thought that I couldn't continue, I suddenly was feeling fresh and having all the knowledge recalled in my mind to continue. God is wonderful. He also tried to argue with me on some things, on which I answered him with verses from the Bible, and I told him that he would be the one who would make the decision. Unfortunately, on the third day, he returned me materials that I provided him with and said that he truly admired my faith and that he wouldn't be able to have such a strong faith as I did. I did whatever I could to encourage him, but I knew where it was coming from the father of lies himself. Still, he has enough information now to make a decision in favor of our Lord Jesus Christ. And I hope that he will make it before it's too late for him. I already saw that he was touched by what he had heard because he threw away the cross that he wore on his neck and kissed every morning. Please pray that this God-loving blind soul will allow the seed of truth that he got to sprout. Glory to the Lord for his manifestation through me. Glory to the Lord for doing his work in us, to others, for others to see him in us. What a privilege and honor and a blessing to be a vessel that God can use to his glory and honor. And her last praise, let me see if it is. I got two papers stuck together. Yes, her last praise says, I want to praise the Lord for all the wonderful and amazing testimonies that we hear each and every testimony Sabbath. And I truly enjoy these precious moments as much as I enjoy learning or sharing the truth, because these testimonies are about the real power of God, such as healing miracles when doctors want to amputate limbs or do other surgeries, or they just give up on their patients. But our brethren use colloidal silver and vegan diet combined with the Word of God to reverse the negative effects. When burrito was fried, but the hand of our brother that kept it in boiling oil was not. Wait, when what was fried? When burrito was fried, but the hand of our brother, that kept it in boiling water, oil, was not. When our brethren didn't have a penny on them in the evening and in the morning, the problems were solved. When a car rear-ended the car in front just for one of our brothers to start witnessing to the person. And other true miracles of our wonderful and awesome, amazing, and beautiful Godhead, Lord Jesus, who said he would be with us until the end. His Holy Spirit, our God, who comforts, teaches, and guides us in these days, and God, Heavenly Father, with those testimonies or with whose consent and blessing we experience and see these miracles and testify about them. These testimonies stand so bright when compared to the testimonies that I've heard once in a JW church, Jehovah Witness church, to when I compared to ours that I can't even recall any of them. The only testimony that I was surprised with and I saw that didn't make any effect even on their own members was of a young girl that bragged about how she prayed to the Lord to help her with the hair that she had hard time styling. And she said that she ended up having a desired result. But besides that, precious brothers and sisters, I didn't hear any impressive testimonies at all. May the Lord bless you with more miracles for others to see and to be strongly encouraged and impressed. May the Lord bless you for your testimonies, and may the Lord bless our mission and all our intentions to bring Him glory. Everything is possible with God. Nothing is impossible with God. Thank you kindly for your patience listening to such a long testimony. I couldn't make it any shorter. I love you all. God bless. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, Sister Elena. And I have one from Sister Novi. And Sister Novi says, we got a snowstorm on Thursday. I was at work, so I weighed if I should stay or go home. I decided to drive home because I'm an experienced driving in a snowstorm while visiting my grandparents in Michigan before. And the roads were plowed and salted, so it wasn't so bad at all. Well, I didn't know in Oklahoma, we don't have trucks that religiously plow and salt the roads and highways during a snowstorm. When I reached the major interstate, the weather got worse and the snowflakes became thicker and visibility was so bad, I found out my car's fuel was almost empty and I lived 60 miles away. I knew I wasn't prepared and used to drive in this kind of situation. My car is not a four-wheel drive. I prayed and called my family to pray for my safety. I saw multiple vehicles in the ditch with drivers inside waiting for help to come. It took me 2 hours to get off the interstate. I thought the danger is gone, but I found out on our highway it was worse. The snow was thicker. I had to climb hilly roads many times. The wheels were just spinning and the car is barely making a progress. If I hit the brake, I knew my car would start sliding downhill. When I got off the highway, I felt so much relief. But when I looked at our country road, it didn't look better. It was all thick ice. I was literally driving on ice this time. Being from the tropics, the situation just made me want to leave my car beside the road and just start walking the next 2 miles to my house. But then I thought, I already prayed. So why not just trust the Lord and His angels to protect you? So I listened and I continued on. My car's engine sounded like it's struggling, but I knew I can't use my brakes, so I just persistently hit the accelerator even though the car is barely moving, sliding side by side and sometimes running sideways. After almost 4 hours, I got home safely. I praised the Lord for the hedge of holy angels that night for protecting me and allowing me to go home to my family safe and sound. What a loving God we have. Amen and praise the Lord. I even put that praising the Lord in my praise today for travel mercies. Praise the Lord, Sister Novi. Okay, and I just have mine, my praise. I praise the Lord, of course, for my salvation and the joy of my salvation. And for the Lord always reminding me to praise Him. He always reminds me to praise Him for His salvation and that joy. And I just love it. And I praise His name for that. Also for giving us travel mercies when we need to travel. Praise the Lord, Sister Novi. For keeping us healthy and teaching to stay healthy through His natural remedies and for healing us from all diseases. All diseases. Praise His name for always transforming our churches, our brothers and sisters' characters into Christ's character. I thank him for helping me do his work and making me realize I can't do it without him. Praise the Lord. I praise the Lord for his Holy Spirit who is always guiding me and keeping my mind and heart where it should be. Praise the Lord. Also, I finally have a walking partner in the morning. Sister Elena walks with me for 4.5 hours daily. Also, during our walk, we share praises so loud. I'm sure everybody hears us. And because, you know, the other day when we were walking, a police car pulled up next to us on the road and was wondering what we were doing. I'm sure somebody called and said, you know, there's two crazy women or something talking loud. I don't know what it was, but praise the Lord. And, you know, praise, and we also share praises while we walk, and we help each other with any kind of questions we need answered, biblical or otherwise. And, you know, I praise the Lord for iron sharpeneth iron. Praise the Lord. That's my praise. And I shall hand over the mic.
Hello. Can all of you hear me? Good. First, I'm going to start out by saying, listen, give the Lord praise even if you don't feel like it. I'm sure that from the last time that we had a testimony service until now, I'm sure the Lord did something good for you. Even if you said it before, say it again. Say it again. Say it again. My praise is this. Number one, what I used to ask the Lord for a while now, and it actually comes to mind, I would always ask that the Lord would give, you know, that he would give peace, that he would send peace to the house, you know. And the Lord has his ways of just plain showing you that he's heard you, okay? And in the way that, in a way that, you know, it would probably throw you off, but you know good and well that it's him. My example of that, or my evidence for that, is my grandchildren, okay? They live with us, and you know, I'm not going to get into details or anything like that, though. But they haven't had an easy time this year. But, though they're not having an easy time, it's like I would hear laughter. I would still hear strength. I would actually hear, you know, that though they're going through what they're going through, they still plod along. They're still living. They're still laughing and things like that. You know, it's like they just plain up have the strength to move on. And I literally accept that as confirmation that he's heard me. Okay. The next praise that I give to the Lord is this. This one concerns my wife. She had for a while, I say for the past 4 or 5 days, she's been having a really hard time in her neck. She's actually shown me, how should I say, x-rays, okay, that she actually has problems in her spine, the spinal cord itself. But from things that I've learned on how to sleep and helping her with that, she's telling me that you know, the pain is getting less and less, and she's able to tolerate that. So, hey, it doesn't matter. You know, it's about the Lord's timing. So, hey, I'm gonna accept that as a means to say the Lord has heard. So, I give the Lord praise for that. In fact, I got another one. Yes, I'm currently still unemployed. Okay, but I would always ask the Lord. Well, I give praise to the Lord. Thank you, that because I remember one sister, I think, brought this up. She would say, you know, give the Lord praise that you have a roof over your head. And I kept that in mind. Ever since I heard that until now, the Lord has blessed us to such a degree that not only have we received help with it, but they've actually lowered our mortgage payment. It's just a matter of somehow, you know, making that happen. But it's like they said, the Lord said that he would help, and he has definitely helped. He's shown that he's here. And I mean, he's shown so in so many ways that I heard you. I'm here to help. You just keep on doing for me what you're doing. And last, I'm happy to be at a place where I remember what Peter said when the Lord, where after all the disciples left, and he turned to the 12 and he said, "Will ye also go away?" And I feel like I'm at that point now. I feel I'm at that point now in saying this. I'm happy to say, it's like, where in the world could I possibly go? And I'm at that point where it feels like I'm at that point where I'm locked in, and I'm happy to be in that position to where, you know, looking out and seeing everything that's going on in the world and people thinking that they have this going on and that going on and they're happy, this, that, and the other. I'm so glad that I'm not even attracted to that, you know, that no matter what troubles come up, no matter what this or that or the other comes up, no matter how distasteful or unpleasant or uncomfortable that it looks, I know that no matter what, the Lord is just plain here with me. I'm glad to be able to say right along with Peter, "Lord, to whom shall we go?" And I'm happy to be, it just feels like I'm locked into this point, and I'm happy to be at this point. And I hope to die in this point, I tell you what. But I just wanted to share that. And again, like I said before at the beginning, look, don't even look to your feelings. Whatever the Lord has given you, just plain say it. Don't even wait to feel like it. If you got something good to say about the Lord, just plain say it. Okay? Just plain say it. Don't wait for feelings. Say it. Even if you said it before, say it again. Just plain say it again. And that's my testimony. And I encourage you, no matter how crazy things get, it's just plain worth it. Just keep right on going. Keep right on going. Have a great day, everyone. Oh, and I thank the Lord that I have a family as you all are. Praise the Lord always.
Okay. I praise the Lord, brother. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord for all these testimonies. But I just noticed that Craig's mic was on, but then it was off. You want to? Well, I'll see if I do it now, then Darren's going to jump up. So I'll just do a couple here that I've gotten here from. First one here is from Brother Bennett. Yeah, he's praising and amen. If you, like Brother Gilbert was saying, if you have anything to share, share it, please. You know, this is testimony service. And so Bennett's saying, praising the Lord for getting me a full-time job that pays better than the other job I have been working since I moved to this state. The Lord, amen. The Lord is amazing, and there's no one better to serve and give all my heart to. Amen. Amen. And then Sister Janet says, I also praise the Lord for the two customers he had with me through the time of the scam that had golden nuggets of wisdom from him that helped me through it. Amen. The Lord sent those people there just so that, because they, warn you about, that's a scam. Well, praise the Lord. Amen. He's so close to us. And then I got this praise from Sister, I'm assuming this is Sister Tori, right? from the stream. I don't see her. I don't know if she's still in there. It's kind of hard to tell. The stream doesn't tell you who's on unless they say something. So hopefully she's still there. But I'm going to read what she emailed me. Oh, there she is. Okay. All right. And I'm right. You're a girl, right? Because I can't see. Yeah. I'm thinking, well, maybe that looks, it looks like there could be a, because the pictures are so small on my monitor, I can't tell what it is. So anyway, she says, hello, this is for Testimony Sabbath today. Yep, I'm a girl. Okay, good. I've been hesitating and procrastinating in sending this out because in my mind, it didn't qualify as something great, but I hope this encourages and helps someone out there. So here goes. It's kind of long, so I apologize in advance. And as praises go, it's not that long. which is good. It's long, but it's not as long as the ones we had earlier today. And she says, this semester, which is no problem. It's okay if they're long. She says, this semester was my first being on campus, and I think it was a blessing considering I would not have come in contact with several people if I had just continued taking courses online. My first week of class, I attended my anatomy lab and met a lady. There wasn't much communication between us the first week or so, but gradually she became more and more open towards me. We got to talking, and she mentioned that she was looking for a tutor to help her daughter, who has a learning disability. I gladly volunteered to help, and we arranged a time for me to come over and do a session with her daughter. The session went well, and afterward, we ended up talking for a bit. As we were talking, the conversation somehow turned to religion. And that's no mistake. I'll tell you that, sister. So somehow turned to religion, and I told her that I was raised Adventist. And the minute I said that, it's like she brightened up a bit. She proceeded to tell me she knew something was different about me. While arranging a time/day to meet, I had specifically mentioned that I was fine with any other time but Friday sunset to Saturday sunset, and that made her think I was SDA, but she figured it had to be something deeper, seeing as I don't wear jewelry and always dress modestly. After that first session, we maintained a lot of contact outside of class as I continued to help her daughter and her two other sons. We built a good relationship with trust, which has allowed her to be more receptive to more touchy subjects like Christmas or dress reform, I guess, and et cetera. I've also talked to her about my experience being homeschooled, and after seeing all the issues in the public schools, like, you know, the LGBTQ thing being promoted, she has made the decision to start by homeschooling her oldest child starting this quarter. She has been keeping in contact with me and my mom with questions and advice on homeschooling. And since building that trust in our friendship and talking about my beliefs with her, I could see her being so much more receptive and willing to listen and learn in a way that it wouldn't have happened if I had just walked up and handed her a track. Not like anything is wrong with that, but like Pastor Nick says all the time, you may be the only Bible some people may read. I just thank God for the ability to be peculiar and the ability to be helpful and to build the trust and friendship that we have now. Please pray for more courage for me to be able to approach even more subjects and for the Lord to continue to soften her heart. God bless. Amen, sister. That was good. Praise the Lord. I mean, these are all good, but that was nice. And yeah, if you just continued doing it online, you never would have met her. And so, praise the Lord. All right, now I got a bunch of PMs popping up here. Let me get a couple of these here out of the way, and then I'll drop the mic. Brother Alex is saying, praise the Lord for the hedge of angels, and whenever I go to drive, I've made embarrassing errors, but nothing ever came of it. Amen, brother. Amen. That could be very dangerous. And Brother Ronald says, Sabbath blessings. Just so you know, Brother Darren has been waiting to speak since your wife are reading praises. Okay, yeah, I know. That's just the way the software works. I mean, Craig was next, but then Craig turned on his mic, and then Mike turned off, and I had mine on, and so now the next one after I drop my mic will probably be Brother Darren. And so, and then Brother Dwayne says, Brother, after welcoming here. Wow. Okay, I praise the Lord for that too. I had a feeling about that. I'm not going to mention this out loud, just for the sake of security. But praise the Lord, Brother Dwayne. That's good. And so I take it Brother Brad's here today, right? Let me scroll down a little bit here. I don't know. I think he'd be up on top because he's got a pencil. Didn't I give him a pencil? Because he's doing the studies. And I don't know. Maybe he fell out. Thought he was here. Oh, he is in here? Under Natasha. Oh, he's here. Okay. Where's he at? He doesn't have a pencil. Okay. All right. Well, then maybe he came in and I didn't see him and I put the pencil up. And so if he leaves and comes back in, the pencil will probably turn on. But he's near the bottom of the list. Okay. Yeah. Because this list it's kind of like it's set in order of, oh, there you are, Brad. Hi. Okay. And it was good talking to you on the phone yesterday, brother. That was really good. I'll just send you a PM here. Say my blessings, brother. So, all right, cool, good. But let me just check the server before leaving and all that. I want to make sure that I did change it. Because I changed a couple of. And amen, that you guys aren't that far apart. And so that's good to hear. And then I got one from Brother Gorin. And then I'm going to drop the mic. And he says, Sabbath blessings, brother. Praise the Lord always. I was going to share nothing, but no. Brother Gilbert reminded me. Amen. I had a feeling it was going to, you know, it was good for what Brother Gilbert was saying. And that's why I think all those PMs popped up. So, but praise the Lord for removing my itchiness. I think it's called eczema. I just prayed and also used aloe vera leaf gel on it. You can actually do that naturally. I mean, you don't even have to buy the stuff. We got a big old aloe vera plant in the house here. And he goes, praise the Lord. Also praise the Lord for removing my athlete's foot. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen, Brother Gorin. Amen. Colloidal silver works good on athlete's foot, too, or feet. But making it into a gel makes it even more effective. Amen, Brother Brad. Amen. The Lord arranged it all. Exactly. You're exactly right. Sorry. Let me drop the mic and turn off my mic in the stream. That way there's no echo. And then whoever's, I think Brother Darren is the next one up to the mic now. All the little hands are up. So let me drop.
Blessings, everyone. Can everyone hear me? Okay, that's good. I'd like to first thank the Lord for helping with allowing me to be here with everyone. Nice to see everybody here. Everybody celebrating the Sabbath, doing everything, doing what they can for the Lord, and doing what they basically putting smiles on His face. And that's all we want to do, right? But I have three praises. The first one, I stopped past a friend's house last week, and honestly, I cannot remember off the top of my head what I went there for. But his mother spoke to me, and I remember me and her spoke probably about, I think back in May, about, you know, because she said she had a lot of health problems where she had like eczema, then she had like a lot of back problems, then she had, that's Brother Isaac. And she said she had, I think arthritis in her right hand. And I told her about the health message. I told her how she needed to start, really cleansing out her body, and that could help with a lot of the things that's going on with her. And I gave her some of the notes that I've had that Brother Reginald given to me. And little did I know, a month later, she said that she went ahead and she hired a nutritionist. She went and paid the money to have the guy help her out with her diet. And she went on a full alkaline diet, which I told her, well, if you would have read the articles I gave her, you would not have paid $2,000 for. But whatever, that's not the point. The point is that she actually went ahead and tried it. And I asked her just last week, hey, out of all the things that you've done this previous year, what was the biggest thing that the Lord has blessed you with? And she said to me, well, the fact that you told me about the health mess, because she's a former SDA, but so she became aware of the health message thanks to me, you know, bringing it up. Because she said that thanks to her going through that alkaline diet, she dropped from a double X in women's pant size to a size 4, which I'm not sure if a size 4 is good or not in a woman's size, but she dropped a lot of weight. And I could tell just by how the last time I seen her was back in September, she dropped a lot of weight. Then I saw her just this past week, it was like almost night and day with how much weight she lost. And I want to praise the Lord for that. And then the second one is dealing with her son, where a little bit before the Xmas holiday, her son contacted me, and he said to me, hey, I'm having a problem. And I said, what's wrong? I think I've been hacked. You know, I think somebody's...
Let's give it a minute. Looks like you fell out. Put your hand up when he... Well, if he comes in, he'll put his hand up, I'm sure. He is? All right, good. He's putting his hand up. All right.
Can everyone hear me? All right, great. So I was having some internet problems on my end. But like I said, the second praise was I dealt with I got a call from the same lady's son who he told me that I think I've been dealing with identity theft. And I was asking him what was going on. Well, he said he went to a little cafe just to make things short. And he said he thinks that that's where the compromise taking place. So, and he said he see that there's many transactions coming off his card. And so what we did was we sat there and we prayed. And I could honestly, I didn't know how to handle the situation. So the best thing I could think of at the time was just to pray. So we prayed. And then he got off the phone with me. He sounded like his spirit was still sounding down. Okay, I guess he expected me to give him some type of advice, but the fact that when he got off the phone, he still sounded like he was uplifted a bit, but he still sounded like kind of depressed. So he hung up. About 12 minutes later, he calls me back and said, "Dude, you will not believe this. All my credit cards have been." Oh, can you hear me? All right, can anybody hear me? All right. He said, "You won't believe this." My credit cards have all been deactivated. And he said, "Guess what? The person that called me from PayPal, that's supposed to be PayPal, they called me and asked me, did I do anything on my account because they see that all the credit cards became deactivated." And he said that the person that called them was the so-called person that had this so-called stole his identity. And they could not get anything else off the card. And I was just like, wow. So it was very uplifting to me to see the Lord's hand move right there in just 12 minutes. And the third praise was dealing with my brother. And I have a brother of mine. He's got an issue with the lust of the flesh. And I'm still working with him on that because he feels that he has to have a woman in his life for him to do well. But he was doing some online dating and they looked like things were going serious. But at first I thought the girl was nice for him and stuff like that, because when I am talking to her about, you know, the Lord and stuff like that, especially when we're talking over Skype or something like that, it seemed like she was very interested, of course. But this is where you find out that, you know, Satan does, you know, can portray himself as an angel of light, because that's exactly what she was doing. It came to a point where in December, he was thinking about going to visit her. He told Mom that that's what he was going to do. She said no, unless he get a round trip. He was about to, it seems he couldn't afford it. He basically said, no, you can't do that. And it was, I think it was on the 15th of December. Something came to me to just go ahead and pray for my brother. And I prayed for him. And then I can't remember the exact words that I said in the prayer, but little did I know, about 12 o'clock the next day, 12 o'clock AM, I heard that following weekend that my brother, my eldest brother, came home from a DJ gig because he does DJing, and he saw some luggage by the door, and my youngest brother was apparently going to sneak out and drive to just meet this young lady, and that would have been very dangerous on his part. So but out of ignorance, my oldest brother thought that my mom and my stepfather somehow was going to divorce or something like that. Went and spoke to Mom, and then she came upstairs, basically said, yeah, this is, you know, my brother's stuff, and got everything taken care of. But that was the blessing right here, because later on we found out that woman, that young woman was going to scam him. And how we found that out was through repetitive phone calls where she said that she said that when she spoke with her, when her mom spoke with her mom and father, they said we was going to invite him down here for a family dinner. Where my mom was like, wait, you just said probably, well, first mom found out that they said that they didn't even know he was coming. And then they said they were inviting him for family dinner. And then we all found out that that was pretty much a scam later on, because then a lot of people been scammed in that part area where she lived at, where she was going to visit. So I was like, praise the Lord, because, you know, my brother, we went down there, and we don't know what probably would have happened to him, especially since during the months of October to December, I'm constantly watching the number of children who are disappearing, and praise the Lord that my brother was not one of those that ended up missing. So I want to thank the Lord for that, because that was him moving before my eyes, before me, because out of ignorance, he had me sit down and say, hey, pray for your brother, because something was about to happen. And praise the Lord that my oldest brother came home and stopped him from making a dumb mistake and driving all the way to Georgia or whatever to see that girl, and we probably would have never saw him again. So I thank you all for listening to my praises, and I'll go ahead and pass the mic to Brother Craig.
Can you hear me? I see the red mic. That's good. Does it sound good? Because this is a new mic with a headphone. Very low. Yeah. I don't know why this mic does not pull out further from the headset. It's as close as I can get it. I guess I'll just have to work on that. Maybe when my mic's back over here. Sister Novi's house. And for those of you that may not know, well, first, happy Sabbath and Sabbath blessings to all of you. I try to speak as loud as I can. I'm actually talking pretty loud. And can you hear anything else in the background, by the way? Sounds okay. That's good, because even in a lot of my videos, I have a Bluetooth mic that would catch everything. I'm talking, the chickens can be like 5 miles away and you can probably still hear them, and they're in the recording. But this mic seems to be the complete opposite. But anyways, I won't keep you guys too long. It was a blessing to be able to, you know, see you guys all here, and then everybody on the live stream, the new family that's coming into the truth, and you know, who's starting to separate from all these fallen churches that are in the world or that are out in the field of the world, and starting to come into the light of truth, one of God's end times biblical churches, where a lot of you, I hope, will be here when we can do this next sermon, Another Parable. I don't know what the title is going to be yet, but I want it to be a very catching title for this sermon, because it's very important, and I am constantly studying and reading and praying about this, because this is constantly on my mind. This is a very important subject, and it's going in line with what Pastor Nicholas has been, you know, talking about. And in the process of all this, the enemy is certainly attacking, and he knows how much I love people. And I talked to quite a few brethren, even some brethren I've never spoken to before. I've had a chance to talk with them recently, and it's very nice to hear the spirit that is behind the person on the phone and stuff. And for those of you that may be new here, this church, it's amazing. It's growing. And we can, and with the emails that I get from brethren that I have recently been talking to, even from Chile and Europe, and you know, just other countries, and getting emails from also the Philippines and parts of Asia and what have you, you know, in Australia especially, a lot of people who have been in the church for a while are really feeling the effects of this threshing floor that is not out in the field, okay, the field of the world, where the ninth hour movement is left with the churches that have decided to introduce the world into the church, where we have not done that. And we are clearly a part of that 11th hour movement where we are brought to the threshing floor. And we're going to go into detail about that and why so many people are going through the threshing floor, our pains, the winnowing, the shaking, and where everyone's lives are being tested, where you're being shaken, and tears are falling, and pains are coming, and rebukes are coming in every direction. And sometimes it brings a heavy heart on people. But we understand and know that this is not designed to kill us and destroy us. This proves who we are as a church and how we are growing into that beautiful plant, beautiful structure for the Lord in these last days, to be that high tower that is shining forth biblical fruits and showing to the world where they need to be today. Okay? And, you know, I've been in this church now for 12 years, and I've seen it grow. I've seen so many names come and go, and it's part of that threshing floor. Now, it doesn't mean because they leave that they're not going to make it to heaven, but they have other things to do outside the church, where hopefully when time comes to an end, that a lot of repenting is going to happen. Because I'm telling you, a lot of people may not know this, but even those in the world, the scientists and these elites that are in unison with the Vatican and the UN and what have you, they have declared recently, it's 2 minutes, my brethren, before midnight, which they call doomsday. The signs are there, and we, as a remnant church, have got to step up our walk very fast, because the times are proclaiming where we are at, and all things are going to come to an end very swiftly. And many of us who are in this church today, we can see how Matthew chapter 24, verse 22 is coming to pass. That's another prophetic statement and sign that for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. I can wake up early in the morning and my day seems like 2 minutes long, and I can't seem to get enough work done. I have four beautiful children that the Lord has blessed me with, and a beautiful church that we have here, and beautiful lessons and testings that we go through, and meeting with the brethren, and having a chance a few weeks ago to another place in this country to meet with Brother Timothy and to see him and to look at his, you know, precious face, and seeing the trials and the difficulties he's got, that he had to go through just in order to get baptized. And then those beautiful emails that I get, whether they're good or bad, it breaks my heart to see the pains that some people have to go through. But, you know, at the same time, it has to be done. And sometimes we're the instruments that are called to be that help to others. And in that process, you know, if we're not going to do what we're supposed to do, it can destroy that relationship or that rebuke that needs to actually be given. But when we're called to do something in the church, when we're called to be that helping hand, we've got to come together and help the very one that really needs it. And that's part of this threshing floor. These other churches in the world that are left out there in that field with all the tares and those blades and ears that haven't blossomed up yet, to where they haven't decided to be a tare or a wheat yet, okay, they're not going through the things that we're going through. And so while we're on this threshing floor and I see what's happening in the world, and you put everything together in this 11th hour movement, even the world is saying it's about to strike midnight. And we know that the ceiling of the 144,000, we're all being examined, investigated in everything that we do, everything that we say, and everywhere we go. The angels are recording. God's reading the heart. He's testing his people. He's purifying us through this sanctification process that we're going through, where the world is not going through it. And so I just pray so much that we would understand that we've got to get as close to Christ as possible. I can sit here and I can preach all day to you guys, which, you know, I love to do. That's why I love making the videos, and I encourage others who are in the church. Like Brother Warren just told me, he got a Sony Vegas, I believe it was 14. I really do not like the new Vegas. I don't like the dark background. It kind of messes with my eyes. I'm the old school guy who likes the Sony Vegas 10, where it's just very simple and fast for me. But it's still the same thing, and I would like to help anyone out that wants to get this, to open up your own channel and to do what you can, because in this remnant movement, in this church particularly, out of those in the world, we teach that we must work. We cannot sit there and do nothing. Okay? We know that we've got to work. We cannot be found a slothful servant. We have got to stand up and proclaim this message as much as possible. Clean out our hearts and get on our knees and praise God and pray to Him and ask Him to search our hearts and to test and to prove us, because we want to receive that latter rain. And that latter rain is going to give us what we need to make this loud cry go even further and faster and harder, where more people are going to come in, and it's going to just strike the enemy so hard, it's going to bring them down to the point that they're just going to get so angry at us, they're going to come. And so I just want us to understand this Sabbath day, let us examine ourselves, let us praise God for all that He's done for us, let us praise Him and understand that while we're doing all these things in this world and sharing the truth and waking up the lost and coming together as a church every single Sabbath and help in edifying each other and strengthening one another, that we just cannot stay idly by doing nothing. We have got to get up and work and do all that we can, whether it's online like Pastor Nick, whether it's online or offline, wherever you may go, whether it's in your chiropractic office, because we know that we got pains in this world we got to go through and what have you. I myself am even visiting the chiropractor. I hate spending money where I don't need to. But it's like I've suffered long enough, 6 months. I get all these pains in my arms and I have to sit up sleeping. And what have you. But now, it's like me. I've gone to the chiropractor's office, and once I walked in, I knew right away why the Lord allowed me to go through those pains, because He knew that I can deal with pain pretty much, but there would come a point where I need to go get it looked at because I can't type anymore on the computer. So I went to this chiropractor's office, and I examined his office, and I looked around, and I saw Bible verses, and I'm like, I already knew the Holy Spirit said he's Protestant. Find something you can talk about that you can agree upon. Open up his heart and get in there. And the first subject matter was, well, my wife came with me first with our little kid, and he saw me. He saw my wife. He saw that we were different. He saw our little child. And it opened up his heart. God ordained this for a reason. And so I was in the office, and we found some subjects we could agree upon, and it was about what the Muslims are doing and what have you. And the last conversation, I talked to him about what true love is and what have you with the commandments and whatnot. And he also agreed completely how Rome is what she is. And when I started walking out of his office, I told him, and you should think about this, my friend, as you can see how Rome is what she is today. Why is it that so many people adhered to her doctrines and her traditions, but yet claim to love the Lord Jesus Christ and profess this, but yet hold to the teachings and the commandments of men? And he looked at me with big eyes and said, "Sir, that is a very good question." And I said, "Doc, I'll see you next week. And until next time, have a blessed one." So anyways, brethren, I wanted to share that with you, that when you're out there working for the Lord, every chance you get, look for an entrance, preach the truth, glorify God, praise His name, and I love you all. Have a blessed and wonderful Sabbath day. And Pastor Nicholas, thank you so much. for your blessed work in all that you have done, because it is seen here in this church, and all of you that are helping as well. Peace be unto you this day. God bless you all. Even you guys on YouTube, your family. Bye-bye.
Can you hear me, brothers and sisters? Oh, praise the Lord. What an awesome testimony, Sabbath. Oh, this is just so amazing. I've got three amazing praises I want to share with all of you. And many of you know that I've been going through, like I'm sure most of us have been going through some major trials, and the enemy just has been attacking me constantly, which brings us closer to God, our Lord Jesus Christ, right? So my first praise is I've been struggling at work. I'm a recruiter, as most of you know, and so I work straight commission. So if I don't make placements, which means placing a candidate with a client company, because they hire me to find, I place a lot of engineers in different positions. So I get paid commission when I make a placement. Well, last year was a horrible year, a very trying year. I had a lot of candidates that got offers, but for some reason or another, they didn't work out. And so I just kept praying to the Lord, Lord, if you don't want me to be here, I know you'll open another door for me. And I did have two other interviews with other companies, but they didn't work out. So I just assumed that that wasn't God's will. And so I just kept working hard at work and just trusting in the Lord. And my boss had a conversation with me and basically said that if I don't make a placement by the end of the year, that, you know, I might not, he might have to let me go. And I had been with this company, I'm going on 11 years in February. And so I said, well, you know, if you got to do what you got to do. I'm just going to trust in the Lord. And so anyway, I was blessed with a huge placement in December, the end of the year. And I was $10,000 behind in my draw. And with this placement, I'm going in, going into 2019, I'm $1,000 behind in my draw. Praise the Lord. And I have my job. The Lord wants me to stay there. It's very obvious. And so I just thank Him so much for that, because my husband lost his job not too long ago in November, and he's looking for a new job. And so we would have been really hurting if I lost my job. So I thank the Lord for that. And my second praise is, you all know my brother Jeff, and you all have been praying for him. He's the one that he was on life support, and he was going to die. And through all your prayers and miracles, my brother came through. And while he was in ICU, they did a CAT scan on him, and they found that he had an aortic aneurysm. And those that don't know what an aortic aneurysm is, your aortic is your main artery that I think flows through your heart or goes to your heart. And so his aortic aneurysm is, there's two different kinds. There's one is abdominal, and the other one is close to your heart, and his is close to his heart. And the aneurysm, the doctor told me, was at a 5.5. And that is when they do emergency heart surgery, because if it bursts, they bleed internally and they die. So my brother, being on life support and having all these issues, obviously they couldn't do surgery on him because there's no way he would have made it. So the doctor wanted him to get better, and he, through your prayers and our Lord Jesus Christ, our Heavenly Father, he did get better, and he was starting to walk and getting more strength, and every day getting stronger and stronger. And so he finally had another doctor's appointment December 5th, and the heart surgeon gave him another CAT scan. And so I've been anxiously waiting for the results on the CAT scan, because as most of you were with me, it was on a Sabbath, and it was on a communion Sabbath, And we all had been fasting. And it was like the most powerful prayer we could do all together. And I went to see my brother, and Kylie and I went to see him, and we all got on our knees at the same time, and we prayed for healing over my brother. I anointed him with oil, and in faith, we all prayed, and just knowing that God's hand is going to move in a mighty way. So, the results on the CAT scan, my brother's aneurysm was a 5.5, and it is... My brother asked my doctor when he was in seeing him, is there any way the aortic aneurysm can go down in size? Can it shrink? And the doctor said, it's impossible. It will either stay the same or it will get bigger. It never goes down. Well, my brother's aortic aneurysm is at a 5. It went down. Praise the Lord. This is not known in medical history, guys. This is a miracle. And I just thank you all for your prayers, and God is so awesome. He's so awesome. And my last praise, it happened last night, and it was right after the Sabbath began. It was shortly after the Sabbath began, and I got on my knees, and I was just pouring out my heart to the Lord and confessing my sins, and I never experienced this before, but it was like the Holy Spirit took over my prayer, and I was just pouring out my heart. I wept so hard. I've never wept that hard in my life, and I can't explain it. I mean, it was the Holy Spirit just pouring out everything out of my heart, and I felt for the first time in my life the presence of God. I felt the warmth. I felt the love. I knew He was there with me, and I just wept and wept, and I just praised Him, and I told Him how much I loved Him. And then after I got up from that prayer, I was still talking to Him because I know He was still there with me. And I got on my knees, and I just poured out my heart to my Lord Jesus Christ, and I prayed to Him. And you guys, now I understand, and the Holy Spirit was bringing Bible verses to me as I was in this moment, and I want to share them with you because I believe He wants me to share them with you, and I truly understand what it means to have a contrite heart, because we can pray with lip service and we can just, you know, get our prayer out, get it over with, and go on with our day. And that's not what God wants. He wants us to pour out our heart to Him. And the Bible verse that came to me, likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Romans 8:26. And intercession in Strong's Concordance means to intercede for one. And intercede means intervene on behalf of another. And so the Holy Spirit can take over your prayers, and it's amazing. And then the other verse, the sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart, O God, thou wilt not despise. And the Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and saveth such as be of a contrite spirit. And I understand now what contrite means. And it just means He wants all of us. I mean, He truly wants us to love Him and to praise Him. And for thus saith the high and lofty one that inhabiteth eternity, whose name is holy, I dwell in the high and holy place with him also that is of a contrite and humble spirit, to revive the spirit of the humble and to revive the heart of the contrite ones, as Isaiah 57:15. Guys, this is amazing, and I love you all. This is the most awesome, awesome church, and I'm so blessed to be a part of this church. And I just want to thank you all for being there for me and for your prayers. And I know that as we go through trials and tribulations, we just have to keep our trust and faith in the Lord and stay in His Word and commune with Him like never before, because we're going to need Him through these these end times, and now is the time we have to get on our knees and just pour out our heart to the Lord. I love you all. God bless.
Let's give it a minute. We have a couple. Can you hear me? Yeah, you can hear me. I just heard my echo. And I just found out my tablet's died. There's something wrong with the hardware. So I'm getting attacked too at the same time. All right. Well, praise the Lord, sister. And we're not going to stop praying for Jeff. You know that. That's just not happening. We're going to keep praying. He's going to come out of there on fire. So, all right, let's see, brother. I'm gonna do Joe and Katie's now because it's the only one I got left in my notepad on my computer. And then they sent a small one as an addition to it, so I'll do that. And then I got a bunch of PMs. It looks like I don't know if they're all praises though. So this is from Joe and Katie. The first one's from Joe, and they both say obviously Sabbath blessings, brothers and sisters. Joe says, I want to praise the Lord for travel mercies and safety on the road. A couple of days ago, we were on the highway, and a semi-truck had ice flying off the trailer when we were near it. But thankfully, it missed us as we were passing the truck. I want to praise him for helping in time of need. And finally, I want to praise him for answered prayers as well. Amen, brother. And I know I've seen those sheets of ice come off those trucks before. And it can go through a windshield if it hits right. And Sister Katie has a long one here. And she says, I have many praises to share with you today. First, I would like to praise the Lord for the trials these past 3 months of being unemployed. They have helped me realize the dross that I need to continue to burn off with my character. Secondly, I would like to praise the Lord for healing my mother-in-law. She had shingles in two spots on her back and stomach. With the help of a sister in Christ, and Christ and his natural remedies, her symptoms subsided after a month. Now the rashes are barely visible. Usually this takes 3 to 4 months for healing. Please keep her in your prayer that the symptoms do not come back. I have talked to her about her stress levels since that is a major factor in the flare-ups. I would also like to praise the Lord for healing my 10-year-old son, or a 10-year-old rather, Shih Tzu mix, Sophie. I guess that's a pooch. And for over a year now, she had elevated liver enzymes, and the veterinarians that she had could never tell me exactly why. Well, at first, we put it off because it wasn't consistent. It kept going up and down and wasn't for much concern. Her levels in March 2018 were at 140. Healthy levels are between 10 and 125. They said it could be a number of things, which is true, but they didn't suggest using a trial and error method, you know, add or deleting certain items to the lifestyle. This past October, her liver enzymes were retested, and the results were very high at 223. The vet suggested a liver supplement called Dinamarin, and to come back for the next couple of months to get blood work to see how she was doing. As we were driving home, I was thinking that there must be some natural supplement that I could give her instead of these drugs. I asked a sister if she knew of anything that I could give her. She suggested milk thistle and a new diet with a lot less protein since the food we were giving her had too much protein. She says. Wouldn't you think that the vet would have asked us what kind of food we were giving her? Nope. In November, we went back to the checker levels for the second time while we changed her diet and started her on milk thistle and the liver supplement. Her levels were at 187, big improvement, but she still wasn't in the normal range yet. We did another month of the supplement, the milk thistle, and of course the diet. Diet then took her back in December. Her levels were at 42 now. Completely normal range, obviously. Yeah, praise the Lord. This time I researched more into the liver supplement, which is Dinamarin, they gave her and found out the main ingredient is milk thistle. The main ingredient in milk thistle is actually in Dinamarin, but of course in a chemical compound form. You know, where they beef it up and that usually ruins it. meaning they took part of the main ingredient and mixed it with a bunch of chemicals to make their medicine. Since they can't make money on something natural, they have to use their own version. This sounds like a lot like the AMA, doesn't it? Yep, you're right, sister. So really, it's just like aspirin. You know, like I use white willow bark. Well, aspirin is just white willow bark, but they beef it up. And then I prefer white willow bark. It works just as good for me. So she goes on to say that. So really, the Denimarin wasn't really healing her. It was the milk thistle in the diet. Well, they probably watered down the milk thistle. Now we will continue with the diet and milk thistle, but only give the milk thistle twice a month since her liver is still in the process of healing. Finally, I would like to praise the Lord for blessing me with a job that is 6 minutes away from our current home, literally right down the street. Wow. I'll be able to come home for an hour lunch and continue the 2 walks a day with my dogs that they have gotten used to since I've been home. I am excited and grateful to be starting this Monday. Amen. And then they say, seven blessings, everyone. And then they had one more little, Joe sent me one little, let me close this out. Yeah, he sent me one little thing here that, as an addition. He says, I want to praise the Lord that we were able to close on our home in Michigan and everything worked out according to the Lord's will. We were able to share our faith with many people along the way, and we hope that they will be blessed. Amen. Amen, brother. Amen. So that's why the Lord did it that way. You needed to share your faith with certain people. And that's perfectly acceptable with God's people. And I want to welcome Paul, Natalie, Mark, Jessica, Carol, and DJ. You know, everybody that's in the smiley faces up there on the top. I'm noticing that people have been coming in. And I noticed the phone went down. So because I just got an email from my phone telling me certain people were listening, you know. But it only lasted for like 25 minutes or so. So the phone obviously, you may as well shut it off, Fran. It's not working. It just emailed me. Sister Janet sends a praise saying, this praise has reminded me to share, I don't know which praise she's talking about. Well, one of the, probably the one that Mindy shared, she says, to share my miracle heart story, story. I had, and she puts that in, you know, quotation marks, I had mitral valve prolapse. After many years of being very symptomatic, the Lord healed it to almost unrecognizable, as my cardiologist described it. Praise God for the miracle of my belief in Him and power of prayer. And yeah, just like when Sister Mitty was talking about that, and just like with Sister Janet talking about this, I remember them saying stuff to us when Luke was being healed. He had, 11 healings, but they only acknowledged 4 as miracles. And they said certain things, like with the shrinking aortic aneurysm that Mitty was talking about. When there's a damage to a brain, it leaves a white splash on the gray matter so as to not cause it to rot, and then that'll kill you. The Lord has designed the way the brain tissue works to where it won't rot. It'll just turn white, like a pretty white, kind of like a boil that you pull out of your skin. It's gross, but once you clean it off, it's pretty white, pure white. And I saw them in the MRI, and I says, well, what's that? And he told me, he says, well, is that going to go away? He says, no. When there's a baseball bat to the head or a stroke or a seizure, that is permanent. It's just going to stay that way. And it's just, they don't shrink. It goes, oh, no, no. They can grow, especially with, this is why kids with Down syndrome die. They start out with this problem in the brain, and it continues to grow until they reach their 40s or 50s, and it gets so big it kills them. And I says, yeah, but they don't go in reverse. He says, what your son has in his brain is from the seizures, and it's just going to stay there. He's okay. Don't worry about it. You know, all that stuff. It's not going to grow because it's like a baseball bat to the head. It's just an injury. And I says, all right. So they checked him a couple of months later, and it was shrinking. Actually, they called us and said they wanted to acknowledge another miracle that it was shrinking. And I says, well, I thought you said it couldn't. And so, like, that was what Sister Mindy said about Jeff reminded me of that. And so I wanted to just repeat that one. And so, amen, Sister Janet, with the power of prayer. And then she says, mitral valve prolapse is a heart condition that they say does not heal up. Praise my healer. Amen. We do. We echo that. And then Brother Lewis, and I only got 2 left. And so I'm going to do these, and then Eli and Sean have something they want to share. And then Lewis says, Brother Lewis says, I praise the Lord for answering a prayer to stop committing a sin before 2019 started. I would commit the sin week after week after week, and then and over again. And I would always, after committing the sin and repenting, feel like I am not forgiven and that I have done something unforgivable. It was horrible. I was trying to overcome it and could not do it. But finally, the Lord answered the prayer, and he answered it in a very, in an interesting way. Recently, as some of you know, I got food poisoning, which, and that's where it ends. And so you need to finish that, brother, when you get a chance, because that's where it ends for me. You know, there's nothing under it. And so the food poisoning must have, you know, pointed him in a direction or something. So he'll probably PM it again. And then Michael 32 says, Sabbath blessings all. Following Brother Gilbert's instructions, I felt like to chip in. Amen. Amen. So I want to praise the Lord for natural remedies. When I felt I've got a cold, I decided to make a flu bomb. Something reminds me of something my dad used to do for me. I prayed for a blessing before drinking every glass of the mixture, and after 4 days, all symptoms were gone. Praise Jesus. Amen. Amen. And like I said, when I was a, everybody in the house would get cold, you get a cold or the flu. And because you have carpeting, and there's, you know, 11 kids and two parents, it's just going to keep going. And my dad came up with this natural method of all these pills, and he would literally fill your hand. And I would take those, and boom, the cold would be gone by the next morning. Thanks, friend. Oh, yeah, somebody's texting me. So that's another thing. There's no sense in texting me during church because my phone ain't anywhere near me. Let's see what I got here, just in case it's a praise. Craig, Mandy, and Dwayne, and Eli. Eli sent some video or something. Oh, and it came through. Usually I don't get the videos. So I'll check these out here as Eli or Sean is sharing. So let me drop the mic.
Sabbath blessings, everybody. Can you all hear me? Okay, I'm going to make this quick. First of all, I just want to praise the Lord for helping me. We were so busy at work and, you know, the holiday, you know, the pagan holiday that people want to use their dental insurance. So we were so busy, and I was to the point that I couldn't. It was so impossible for me to do it by myself, and the person helping me, supposed to help me, did not show up that day due to some personal task that she had to take care of. And it's kind of like so many things to be had to be done on the same day, and every 2 to 3 hours they all do the same day. So I was praying to God in my thoughts that I couldn't do this by myself, and only Him could help me, and praise the Lord, He helped me. So, as always, praise His name. And also, I was talking to my mom in regards to my sister's friend. She had an aneurysm, a brain aneurysm. So when I was talking to my mom, I said, we will pray to God, and I will tell my church family that we will pray for her. And so pretty much paraphrasing, I was telling my mom, the God of Israel that we serve, I can assure her that she will wake up after that aneurysm. Not on my words, just, you know, having faith in the Lord, just have faith in the Lord and believe that she will wake up after that surgery. And after a few days, she woke up. So I told my mom that, praise the Lord. I texted her, praise the Lord for His mercy. And I don't know, I forgot what I said to her. And I really want to have that situation sink in their mind, sink in her mind, in my family's mind, that there is a God in Israel, and it's time to turn to God and keep His commandments and accept the Lord Jesus Christ. Because the time is short. And please keep my family in prayers, and I will keep yours as well. Because it's, you know, it's so hard to preach to our own family, and it's like they don't hear you talking. But, you know, we love them. Keep the doors open. And as far as the work goes, praise the Lord for all of you that are doing the work and encouraging me to do the same. Because if the work is not getting done, It says in Proverbs chapter 24, 30-31, I went by the field of the slothful and by the vineyard of the man void of understanding, and lo, it was all grown over with thorns, and nettles had covered the face thereof, and the stone wall thereof was broken down. So, because when the workers are supposed to work are not working, and the people will be breaking the law, which is also described in, I don't know if it's in the book of Ezekiel or book of Isaiah, about the wall being the Ten Commandments, because there's a breach in the wall. The breach is, of course, the iniquity that it's in the wall that, you know, the Jezebel changed the times and laws. And also, I'd like to share that we must do the work in order to, who among us in here are not doing the work, because the Lord is watching us. If we want to go home, we must do the work. If we want to stay longer down here in this sick, dying world, then don't do the work and let's just die in here all together. But if we all want to go home, let's do it all together and work. And like what it says in Ezekiel chapter 37, verse 1 and 2, the hand of the Lord was upon me and carried me out in the spirit of the Lord, and set me down in the midst of the valley, which was full of bones, and caused me to pass by them around about, and behold, there were many in the open valley, and lo, they were very dry. So as we were in the, we were once dead in trespasses and sins, now there's so many dried bones in the land. Let's do the work and call them back to the Lord. Let's repair the breach, so the bones may live. So, Sabbath blessings, everyone, and may God bless you this Sabbath day. I love you all.
Okay. Can you guys hear me? Can you hear me okay? Does it sound fine, or does it sound really low? Because that does not look right. Okay. That's weird. Okay, there we go. I don't know why the meter wasn't moving appropriately at first. And now I can't hear myself. Sounds a bit low. Okay, one moment. I'm not entirely sure why it's doing that. It should be better now, though. It still looks like it's going low. That's better? Okay. Okie dokie. Okay. Give me one moment. And now I can't click it in the room. Okie dokie. So, Sabbath blessings, everybody. Sorry for the wait. Alright, I got a couple things that I want to share. Not just mine own, there are others as well. I actually have two praises from a friend who would like to remain nameless. So, I will give this person the courtesy of that. And the first praise is that their mother was in a terrible situation due to a roommate who was very hurt. And I guess that's to say that he took it out on her, on this person's mother. And their mother was able to get out of the lease and was able to leave that place and no longer had to be there, so that she had peace, and that her boss actually opened up her home for this person's mother and is treating her like her own mother. And so praise the Lord for that. And they also wanted to praise the Lord that they were on the highway and their car started to give them trouble and not wanting to go over 30 miles an hour. And they parked on the side and prayed for it to work. And then when they turned it on again, it worked and they managed to get home. So praise the Lord for that as well. Shows how the Lord's hand moves, even when you're having those, for everything, not just the spiritual things, but also the temporal things as well. You know, something as simple as driving. Okay. I have a praise here from Matthew G., and he says, I praise the Lord for Brother Warren's help in sending me the protocol to help me get cured of my diabetes. I will be starting it soon. Please keep this in prayer, that I persevere and glorify God in His holy name in completing this diet plan, and praise the Lord for Brother Warren for sending me the nano silver water. Amen, brother. Amen. Alrighty. Also have something here from Miles, and he says, Sabbath blessings, brothers and sisters. Recently, a snowstorm followed a rainstorm last week. That doesn't sound good. And we got lots of moisture that we needed. Praise the Lord. I was snowed in for a few days, which was fine as I was home from work, but I was blessed with no real loss of electricity. The area I am in only lost electricity for a few hours the night of the storm and had electricity and internet the rest of the time, while most others affected by the storm lost it for days. I praise the Lord that I did not lose any work hours and was able to stay warm and attend our church service last Sabbath. And praise the Lord, brother. That reminds me, and it's going on to my praises now, which just reminded me of, I want to praise the Lord, that there was actually something, it was a couple weeks ago, there were some very high gusts around this area. I won't say where I am, but there were some very, very high gusts, and a lot of places actually did lose power because of it, and I praise the Lord that actually we did not lose the power where we are. And I also wanted to praise the Lord, this was just a smaller one, just for reconciliation, you know, for, yeah, just, you know, those of you who know, and those of you who don't know, you know, just, and this is my own personal reconciliation with someone, so I wanted to praise the Lord for that. And I also wanted to praise the Lord that recently I ended up getting sick. And that doesn't happen very often, but I was up, and I believe it was like 11 p.m., and all of a sudden, just, I know what it feels like, and I know what it smells like, because I can smell it, too. And it was just, all of a sudden, there it was, and, you know, immediately my nose is just starting to waterworks, and so I get up, and I go into the bathroom, and then I go to my kitchen. And I opened something that I've never had before, but it's something that I bought a long time ago. And it's this juice that I bought from Trader Joe's. It's some lemon, ginger, echinacea drink. And it has lemon, obviously, and honey within it as well. And I'm not kidding. Like, basically, immediately, as I put this into my system, my nose stopped running. And, like, it shocked me. I was like, whoa. I was just like, that that was immediate. Like, that blew my mind. I didn't expect that to happen. But it immediately stopped as that happened. And I wanted to praise the Lord that that sickness that I got was probably literally the weakest sickness I've ever had in my life. Like, ever. Like, it lasted only for a couple of days, and there was nothing. I don't know, I just, it was nothing like any of the other sicknesses that I've ever had in my life. It was very, very weak. And so I wanted to praise the Lord for that as well. I also want to praise the Lord that a couple weeks ago, I think it was 2 weeks ago, when Pastor Nicholas was doing the sermon about Christmas, and a friend that I have was listening, and she is Catholic, and as she was listening in, she was telling me that the things that she was hearing were making her sick. And as Pastor Nicholas went on and shared more of the truth, she came to the point in the realization, and she said she will no longer celebrate Christmas because she does not want to, and I can't remember the exact word, but basically blaspheme the Lord. She does not want to mock our Lord Jesus. And so I wanted to praise the Lord for that, especially considering that she's Roman Catholic. That's definitely, the truth definitely does have the effect upon the hearts of those who are willing to listen. And that should be it for my praises, except for this last one, which I'm going to touch upon, which Brother Ellie and Pastor Craig have touched upon, is I want to praise the Lord for all the work that's being done, and especially, it definitely seems as of lately, there's been an uptick in the amount of work getting done, and so I wanted to praise the Lord for that, and also, it's not just the amount of work being done, but it's also that we're also, it seems that, maybe it's just me, but it just seems like there's some results being seen, like visibly seen, like easily seen. And so I wanted to praise the Lord for that. You know, that just keep doing the work. You know, keep pushing forward, keep sharing the truth as the Lord has given to us. And like what Pastor Craig shared, and like what Brother Ellie was sharing, if you're not going to do anything, don't expect to go to heaven. And that's just blunt. That's just the way to put it. If you're not going to do anything for the Lord, then don't expect to be there with Him. Period, point blank. There's so much time that we have on our hands to be doing things for the Lord, and we should be using that time appropriately to do the work for the Lord. Now, that doesn't mean that literally every moment of every day you have to be doing the work. No. There's certain other things that people have. You know, you can take breaks. That's a normal thing. I take breaks, you know, but, you know, when you take your breaks, make sure it's something that the Lord approves of. You know, it's maybe you learn about something new that you can help further the truth in one way or another. You know, just, or if you just go out and just take a walk, which is still a blessing to your health. Okay, so, and you can talk to the Lord, or as Sister Fran and Sister Elena do. You know, just walking and praising the Lord and talking to one another. Iron sharpeneth iron, continuing to grow, even though they're not out there, you know, passing out tracts, or if they're not online or anything. But there's so many, methods in which the Lord has given us to do the work. It's like what it is about those who can know the truth. In our day and age, you will be literally left without excuse. If you don't have internet, you can go outside. If you're snowed in and you can't go outside, there's ways to do things online. If you don't have a computer, there are ways to do the work on your phone. There's a bunch of apps that you can use, and not that you need to get all personal on social media, but I do like to use social media as a way to reach out to others. It can be very effective. But, like I said, not that you need to get all personal on it. But there's so many methods that the Lord has given us. If you're not doing anything, or if you're barely doing anything, you need to stop and ask yourself, what am I doing? You need to stop and take a serious look at your walk and say, am I doing something that Christ would approve of with all of this time passing by? So Sabbath blessings, everyone. I pray everybody has a good, blessed rest of the Sabbath, and I'll definitely see you all again in like an hour and a half. God bless.
Blessings once again, everyone. I have a praise from Sister Mandy. And Sister Mandy says, I want to thank God for keeping my husband and I safe while we visited Sedona. There was a snowstorm while we were there and a lot of ice. The snow and ice was so bad we couldn't make it up hills. We had to drive backwards a few times and car accidents were everywhere. So I want to praise God for our safety as well as the ones that were walking around us. Amen. Travel mercies, praise the Lord for. And I just wanted to add a really short, quick one about travel mercies. I just remembered I've been needing breaks for a long time, and they just get worse and worse. And I'm praise the Lord that I can get them next week. But there were some places I had to go, and some things sometimes came up where I had to slam on the brakes with no, hardly any brake pads in the front, and praise the Lord, things didn't turn out, bad because of that. But just want to praise the Lord again for His travel mercies. Praise the Lord.
Amen and amen and amen. I had a good praise, I got to tell you. Some tear jerkers in there too. Praise His mighty name. Every month we you know. Now, do you see why we do it once a month? Like, we used to do this in that one church that Fran and I became very active in. It's where I first started pulpit preaching, in fact. And we used to, you know, stand up for Jesus. And we used to go to church every Wednesday and twice on Sunday. You know, we were still Sunday keepers back then. And at the end of every church service, anybody want to stand up for Jesus? You know, and we'd, you know, because every week he'd be doing something in our lives. And so we never had a problem standing up. I used to love it when the kids would stand up and say, you know, nice things. It was so beautiful. But I want to praise the Lord that this is, I think, a record breaker. 2 hours and 15 minutes. This has got to be the longest testimony service we've ever had. Because we started it at 1:30, you know, after the study hour. So 1:30, then so that's 2 hours and 15 minutes. Praise his mighty name. I just checked my email. I don't see anything else. Well, Brother Lewis did finish that one. He said that the food poisoning prevented him from committing the sin. And he said, praise the Lord, and I have not committed the sin since. Amen. And he says, please keep me in prayer so I don't return to that sin, and praise the Lord. And I praise the Lord for using Brother Gilbert to encourage me to share this praise to the Lord. And when I copy and pasted the whole thing, it didn't fit in the comments. Oh, yeah, we have a 500-character limit. That's as high as we can go on the server per PM. And so it's 500 characters. And I think it's the same in the chat room. I just opened it up full, you know, because now that we have better security, I don't, you know, have any worries about somebody putting a bunch of crazy stuff in the chat room. And then Brother Eli says, Daniel 3 says he has a praise. Oh, man, amen. God moved me with boldness to preach to a few of my office colleagues about Xmas. A few of them looked shocked when they found out about the origins of Xmas. And for those of you that don't know what Xmas is, that's just the original term that some of the strong Christians who refused to do the pagan Christmas that was introduced back into America when this nation began, they wouldn't use the word Christmas. They said Xmas because they were against it. Anyway, because they knew what it meant and they knew what it was about. And for those of you that are wondering, I've got a Christmas page on the website. Plus, the movie The Scrooge is a true story, but not the way you think. Scrooge is you, the Christian, the one that doesn't do Christmas. And the other people that are all loving and gentle and gift-giving, those are Roman Catholics. And by the end of the movie, they are able to convert the Christian into keeping a pagan holiday. And thanks again, Brother Duane. I got that picture from the Seventh-day Adventist Church. I can't remember which one it was in, somewhere in California, where they're actually on the pamphlet, on the front of their website, they're showing two hands holding their hands up to the sky like in a cup, like they're holding something. And the ball of fire of the sun of Baal is right there in their hands, just like the pagans did. And I didn't see the rest of them, but I'm sure it's all a mess up there too. But Eli goes on to say that I also mentioned to them, Daniel also goes on to say, because Eli sent me the text, he says, I also mentioned to them that Xmas, Easter, and Sunday observance are nowhere to be found in the Bible, nor are they commanded by God. Now they know why I don't observe Xmas. And then praise and glory to Elohim. Amen. Amen and amen and amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. And again, I want to praise the Lord for Ada, Carol, DJ, Jessica, Mark, Natalie, Paul, and the Simpsons. wait, is that somebody joking around? Oh, no, okay, all right, that's their name, their last name. But welcome to you. Yes, we've had people come in and use, you know, cartoon names before, so I'm just saying, but it was so good to see you here. I pray everybody was blessed. I know I was. Let me just check my email one more time to make sure that we're not missing anybody. I'm sorry for those of you that had to come in to the room or on the stream because the phone failed. But I'd love to phase that phone out. That thing is just about as reliable as the weather in Chicago. Or even out here now that the jet stream has dipped thanks to what they did on the Gulf of Mexico with that Corexit, and they messed up our climate. Brother Alex has. Oh, no, you're going to put the music. I guess you're going to do the music, right, Alex? Is that why your hand's up? Close it out with that song. Yep, okay. Yeah, because I didn't get an email. So let me drop the mic. And after the song, we will pray. Amen, Brother Craig. Very special day. Very good praise today. And please kneel. And if you can't, please bow your heart. Heavenly Father, we thank you again for blessing us with your presence. Thank you for all that you have done in the last 30 days alone. Thank you for letting us see your hand move so often, especially now that we're getting so close to the end and we know it's going to get intense. And we know your hand's never going to stop moving. But, Father, we need to keep our eyes well lit, and the only way to do it is to stay in your word, because otherwise the path before us is going to get pretty dark. And we need to be able to see your hand move, because it's going to get scary for people. And the only reason they're going to have fear is because they don't have you, because you don't give us the fear. Whenever the fear comes, it's from the enemy. And so thank you, Father, for blessing us, keeping us and loving us and teaching us how to love each other. And thank you so much for your long-suffering and patience with us and how we keep tripping over the same stupid sins. And thank you for blessing everyone on our prayer list, everyone that's in attendance tonight with salvation and the joy of our salvation. And thank you so much for giving us this work, this good work to do, and letting us be alive in these last days to see all this happen. And we offer this prayer and praises unto you in the name of your Son, our Lord, our Savior and King, Jesus Christ. Amen.